Tahiri recounted the basic facts of her encounter with Avaloth, starting with the powerful force presence she had felt slipping through the blockade at Exodo 2, and quickly proceeding to her suspicions about Avaloth's role in the election. She believed it had been Avaloth behind Dala's proposal to avoid a bloody civil war by holding a vote instead. When it became obvious that Avaloth was using the Force to assure victory for Dala, Tahiri had tracked the entity to Hagamore 3, and, finding Boba Fett on the moon pursuing an objective of his own, she had struck a deal to work together. Without explaining how Avaloth had come to select this facility as her lair, Tahiri gave a quick account of how she and Fett had tracked her into a secret laboratory owned by Tall Gattels. They had found their quarry inhabiting the rapidly decaying body of Lydia Pogorski, the same Imperial lieutenant who had perjured herself at Tahiri's trial on Coruscant. A vicious battle with Avaloth had followed, and Tahiri and Fett had barely survived.
"The only reason you're talking to me now is that Avaloth didn't kill me outright. She needed my body next, because Pogorski's was burning out. Apparently the bodies of Force users last longer."
The transit capsule began to slow as it approached the Senate building boarding station.
"You're sure you killed her?"
Jaina asked.
"That depends on how you define kill, I guess. Pogorski's body was destroyed by a thermal detonator, and an Imperial frigate blasted the entire lab until the only thing left was a glass crater. So I'm pretty sure that Avaloth was destroyed. Until I heard about the one in the Jedi Temple, I thought we might have gotten her. Now I'm just scared."
"Yeah, I'm not too happy about having more than one Avaloth thing running around the galaxy either."
Jaina paused, recalling how the Avaloth in the temple had suddenly grown weak and fled.
"You wouldn't happen to know what time you killed the Pogorski Avatar, would you?"
"As a matter of fact, I remember exactly. It was 2 minutes before midday."
4 days ago,"
Jaina finished. The capsule came to a stop, and the top half slid back to allow Jaina to exit.
"Right?"
Tahiri was silent for a moment, then said,
"How did you know?"
"I'll tell you when I see you,"
Jaina replied,
finally feeling like she was beginning to make a little progress in understanding how to destroy Avaloth. "The Masters will want to debrief you in person. We're using the Senate building as a temporary headquarters."
"We're still a few hours out. We'll be in touch as soon as we land."
"Good."
The capsule began to ping, telling Jaina that it was time to debark. She stepped out onto the platform and started toward the turbolift bank at the back of the station.
"Now let me talk to Jack,"